And it's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Yes, we did go to the movies. We are seeing a lot of movies these days and have been for a while. Sometimes it gets a little confusing as to what movie we saw when, but not this week. This week we saw a movie called The Housemaid, which is from a best-selling book called The Housemaid. And it wasn't our first choice. It's been playing for a few weeks now, and we sort of looked and said, oh, well, I think we can take a miss on that. And the movie that we really wanted to see was called Marty Supreme with Timothy Chalamet, and it's getting lots of really good Oscar buzz, as they say. Timothy Chalamet apparently does a superb job. But we'll talk about that movie now because we haven't seen it. And sometimes, as happens, the Maison de Cinema had it playing in both languages, but then it was at an oddball time for us, meaning too late. So we said, oh, well, we'll see something else. We'll go see The Housemaid. And that's what we ended up doing. And The Housemaid turns out to be quite a good movie. It really is kind of riveting. And the performances, who are by the two principal women, are young women. They're in their 20s or maybe early 30s. And they've Amanda Seyfried, I mean, probably not pronouncing that correctly, has been around for some years now. And her co-star, Sydney Sweeney, has been around also for a few years. And both are very well acclaimed. They're acclaimed young actresses. They're both really quite beautiful, and they tend to do a really good job in acting. They're not just pretty faces, although they are pretty faces, but they're not just pretty faces. Both my husband and I happen to agree on this, but we both felt that this is a movie that it doesn't require a big screen, as some movies do. Think Avatar, which really, really needs a very big screen and ideally even a 3D showing. This movie can be seen at home on your TV screen when it gets to that point in streaming. But if you're looking for kind of an entertaining movie that really does keep your attention glued for the full 2 hours and a bit that it lasts, it is, it's good. We were not falling asleep. now what's going to happen? And yes, there are some twists and turns. Essentially, the film is about a young woman, sort of a young mom who's played by Amanda Seyfried. And she is looking for someone to help out in her home. And she lives in a very big, very beautiful home. I think it's in the New York area. And she settles on Sydney Sweeney as her person. She has a little girl who seems to be about 7 or 8, and a huge house that requires lots of care and a household which requires lots of attention, cooking and so on. But there's just the three of them. There's Amanda Seyfried, who's the mom, and the little girl, and a very handsome man named Brandon Splenar. He is someone, his body is almost worth the price of admission. He's very, very good looking guy. So he's the husband of the piece. And I'm not going to give, try not to give away any of the twists, but he is kind of too good to be true, which is clear fairly quickly. And you might wonder, well, why did they cast two young women who are so kind of similar? They both have long blonde hair. They're both beautiful. Why are they in the same movie? And it becomes clear as you watch the movie that there is a method to the madness here, that yes, it looks as if Amanda Seyfried, housewife character, is bonkers and is incredibly cruel, especially, well, mostly with the other character, the housemaid. But as time goes on, you see, okay, something else is going on here, and it's not as clear as it appears to be. So having said that, and trying not to, give away too much about the movie, it is just kind of fun to watch. It's kind of like an old-timey movie. It's suspense. It's based on apparently a best-selling novel, and people who have read the novel are certainly going to want to see this movie. But even if you haven't read the novel, even if you know nothing about the novel, it is one of those movies that you can go in and say, okay, this has been a pretty good way to spend 2 hours or so. And having the recent movies we've seen were the 3 hours plus of Avatar, which I don't highly recommend unless you're a big Avatar fan, or if you've never seen Avatar and you want to see at least one. The money that went into making all of the Avatar movies, and this one in particular, is just astounding. And everything is like top notch, but except for the story. The story is not so interesting. But the other movie that's playing locally at the Maison de Cinema, and it's still there, and I believe it's still there in English, is Anaconda, which was just a hoot. I would say, if you're going to go to the movies and spend some money to see a movie on a big screen, Avatar would be a good bet, and Anaconda would be another good bet. And if you don't care about, yes, if this is a movie which is going to blow me away in terms of special effects, then The Housemaid is good. It's just an interesting kind of suspenseful, riveting story. So I would definitely recommend that. And again, it's one that we neither of us had trouble staying awake for, which is always something to be said for movies at night, especially in theaters like the Maison de Cinema that have such comfortable seating. I think we will in the next day or so go off to the rival galaxy and have a look at the movie that we unfortunately couldn't see at Maison de Cinema, and that's called Marty Supreme. And this is one that I mentioned earlier in this review, that it's getting such very, very hot reviews. Timothée Chalamet is being named Best Actor for various and sundry. This is award season coming up, so there are some awards that he's already won. But it was not playing, as I mentioned earlier, it was not playing at a good time downtown at the Maison de Cinema. So we said, we'll go see this other movie instead, which we didn't regret. But we, on the other hand, subsequently, Marty Supreme has been doing very, very well in theaters and with critics. So we figured, well, we're going to have to bite the bullet and move temporarily away from the Maison de Cinema and go up to Galaxy Cinema and catch this movie, which is at a reasonable, not one, but two reasonable times in at the Galaxy. Just because it seems like one of those movies that, yeah, you better go see it, because if you don't see it, you're going to feel left out when people are talking about all the award-winning films. So that's what's on tap for coming up this week, or after this week. I did take a look at what's happening at Maison de Cinema, and sadly, there's nothing of great interest. I'm not always 100% correct in my assessment of what's of great interest, but if one can just go by what they have on their website as to movies to come in the near future, it looks like, well, this is not going to be a banner week or two. But when we see Marty Supreme and we get that sort of under our belt, even if it's not at the Maison de Cinema, then we'll have something maybe a little important film-wise to talk about. Meanwhile, I think that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week and talk next week.
Yep, take care.